stuff.
We're told that Joe Green is still in the air, so what we'll do is cut him, Sonny.
Please lock the meeting.
Get going without him. And if he comes in while we're having the meeting, fine. Otherwise, he'll miss it. So with that in mind, I even have a gavel here. I will call the meeting to order on November 1st at 3:33, the meeting being of the Committee on Committees. The chairman called the committee meeting to discuss the organizational structure in light of the fact that four members of the majority caucus have resigned.
Mr. Chairman, pursuant to uniform rules, Rule 22B2, which allows for a legislative body to call an executive session in which members of the general public may be excluded for the following reasons: to discuss subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of a person, I would move that we move into executive session.
Point of order on that. Just, will we return from the executive session for the vote?
We yes. cannot take action.
We cannot take action.
Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, we will stand in recess in preparation for executive session. Okay, I will call back to order the Committee on Committee meeting. It is 4:15. For the record, all members of the committee are present. Additionally, Representative Coghill, Representative Sanders, and Representative Ogun, and members of staff are present. At this time, the chair would ask Representative Sanders, Representative Coghill, Representative Ogun, if they would like to make a statement.
What have you guys been doing?
We have been discussing the organization and your membership in it.
Wasn't sure that the Committee on Committees deals with.
If you'd like to make a statement, please make it, but I'm not intending to be.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Dear.
For the record, my name is Representative Scott Ogun. I'd like to point out for the record that I attempted to attend this executive session, and that there was a ruling of the chair that I was not allowed to attend the executive session. And
excuse me, Mr. Chairman, could you ask those people to speak up just a little bit?
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying that for the record, I'd like to state that we attempted to attend, three of us here, the executive session. We were denied permission to attend it, and I believe it violates Rule 22. Now the chairman will have a different opinion of that, but I guess the feeling of it is if you had something to say about us, you should say it to our face. But having not been able to attend the executive session, I don't know if I can comment on anything because I don't know what happened. Maybe you guys are taking some action, or have some sort of action on the table. Maybe I can comment on it at that time.
John?
Thank you for letting me comment. Representative John Coghill is my name, and my interest in coming here was to really find out what the Committee on Committees was going to do. Obviously, what I'm going to do in the legislature is going to be greatly affected. Mostly what I want to do is be ears and be able to answer any questions or anything like that about what I would like to do. I got elected to work. I didn't get elected just to sit around, so I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and work wherever I can work. And I'm just interested in what the committee's up to and where that'll play in my life.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman?
Gene?
Yes, Representative Terry Owen in Fairbanks. For Representative Coghill, I know that from the original organization that the work or his interest on the HES committee was very important to him. The slate that is being proposed by yourself does retain a seat on the HES committee for Representative Coghill. That was important for me to hear, and I just wanted to make sure that that was understood.
Very good.
Thank you, Representative Jerry.
Jerry, you don't wish to make a statement? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, a question.
Question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Ogun, for the record, Representative Terrio mentioned something about a slate. Is there a slate proposed that we could take a look at?
Yeah.
Maybe I could have some comments after that.
Thank you, sir.
Is that the thing that person?
Are you looking at that, Representative Ogden? Could you speak up just a little bit more?
Okay.
Thank you. That's good. That's good. Thank you.
I'll need a couple minutes to look this over.
You get it, will you?
Yeah.
She's making some more.
Can you make some copies?
Yeah.
So that you don't have to spend a lot of exhaustive time hunting and searching and things, it was generally felt that each of you should keep one committee assignment. If you individually choose to take it, that's totally up to you, obviously. That is, Representative Ogden staying on State Affairs, you staying on Hess, Representative Sanders staying on Transportation, and Representative Coring would go on to Labor and Commerce from Finance.
Mr. Chairman, I would object to the slate.
Well, until you get a position on committee on committees, your objection is noted, but it's not being made as a member of this committee.
Right. Well, Mr. Chairman, if I might, this is Representative Ogden. I noticed that I was taken off co-chairman of resources and co-chair or membership of the Oil and Gas Committee.
That's correct.
Do you care to explain that logic? I mean, I understand the chairmanship because we aren't a member of the caucus, the Republican majority caucus, but why oil and gas?
Because it was a decision of the Committee on Committees that will be a recommendation to the total body of the House that you each retain one individual committee assignment. You are not members of the minority, nor are you members of the majority. Previous members that have found themselves in this situation, I'm told, ended up with no committee assignments.
Well, I'll just state, Mr. Chairman, respectfully state that I think, in spite of the fact that we have some differences of philosophy and we've left the majority, I fully expected to lose my chairmanship, co-chairman of resources, but I have served 5 years on the Resources Committee, 5 years on the Oil and Gas Committee, and I would respectfully request that the committee, and that's a special committee, it's not even a standing committee, that I be removed from State Affairs and placed on Oil and Gas. Because I think, regardless of what you guys feel about me, you're losing some valuable experience.
Your request is noted.
Thank you, sir.
Chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move the report as laid out before us, put forward by the committee and committee.
For the record,
that was Representative Mulder making the motion to adopt the a report by the committee and committee of the recommendation or the recommended changes to the committee structure.
And for the record, let me say Representative Green, Representative Jewell, and Representative Terrio are familiar with what is on this sheet so that they know what it is that they'll be voting on. So for the members of the committee, are there objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is accepted. For the record, let me state also the information of the three representatives here that are no longer in the majority caucus. The notion of having an executive committee meeting without you guys being here was debated quite a bit. It's an exceptional situation, but there are precedents for it. The first 2 years that I was in the legislature, I know of personally, because I was on the committee, the Ethics Committee, is the only other situation that I can think of where the reputation and character of individual legislators was discussed by another standing committee, and the individual legislators who were so discussed were excluded from those meetings. That's the only precedent that I had to look at, but that's why I ruled as I did. There's no further...
Could I ask a question?
John?
As I understand, this recommendation today is really not official until we ratify it.
It is the official recommendation
official
of this
recommendation.
Committee. Yeah.
But nothing will change until we ratify it.
That's correct. That's correct. Okay, meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
See y'all in January.
Who
ran up
by
the caucus?
I am.
No, the whole
nobody.
The whole body.